感谢主耶稣，我们下午来学习，如何能够重新点燃，夫妻之爱。
So praise and thank God. The topic for our study for this afternoon is how to rekindle the first love between husband and wife.
相信夫妻两个人，一开始谈恋爱一直到结婚都是非常甜蜜的。
And we believe that for many couples, when they first fall into romantic love, until now, they are leading a very sweet life together.
可是为什么婚姻呢、啊？一年一年的过去之后，好像越来越平淡了。
But then it is so interesting to find out how the love will just become so ordinary over time.
因为每天都做同样的事情。
Because every day you're doing things in a very repeated manner.
看到同样的人。
You're looking at the same old person.
以前看得很漂亮，怎么现在看的是一模一样？
Why is it that in the past you look at this person so beautiful, but now it is so different?
一样。
But now it is the same.
这个差别太大，我一定要纠正你。
Sorry,
看得都一模一样，一模一样，你怎么会兴奋，会高兴呢？
That is to say, when you look at this person, it's the same old person. How can you even become excited?
所以呢，夫妻当然就会越来越平淡。哎呀，都一样，没有新鲜感。
So that is why when you look at each other, it's always the same. There's nothing refreshing.
可是今天这个下午的题目就很重要，我重新点燃那个起初的爱。
And so the topic for this afternoon is very important. How do we rekindle that first love?
有时候呢，夫妻结婚越来越久的时候，老夫老妻了，不用来这一套了。
And very often you hear this saying.Oh, honey, we've been married for so long. You don't have to do this anymore.
不用再浪漫了。浪漫是年轻人的故事。
There's no point being romantic anymore because those are for the younger people.
好像老人家就不能够浪漫吗？
So is that true that romantic love no longer exists for the elderly couple?
应该还是可以浪漫一点的。
You should still be able to experience romance.
但是这个浪漫不会让你肉麻。
But however, this romance will not make you feel uncomfortable.
因为会让你觉得舒服的浪漫。
It should be a love that is a romance that is very comfortable.
所以要如何能够点燃这个起初的爱呢？
So therefore, the question is, how do we rekindle that first love?
我觉得下午这个课程对我是一个很大的挑战。
And I believe that this topic for this afternoon is also a huge challenge for myself.
我老婆一定会说，那你做了什么？
Because then my wife will come back and tell me,What did you do?
所以我今天所说的也要我要准备要做的。
So of course, whatever I'm going to share with you this afternoon are the things that I'm going to do myself.
所以我们互相勉励。
So we are going to mutually encourage one another.
所以今天下午这个课程真的是一个很大的挑战。
So therefore, the topic for this afternoon, this class session is a huge challenge.
所以呢，我准备的教材呢，一边准备一边害怕。
So because if you know, when I was preparing the material, I was actually trembling with fear as well.
我不知道我能够做多少。
Because really, I don't know how much I can actually put it into practice.
所以呢，男女之间真的这个爱情是神所赏赐的最好的礼物。
Because indeed, it is the most beautiful and wonderful gift of love that is given between a couple.
我们看到亚当看到夏娃的第一眼怎么说？
When we look at Adam and Eve, the first time when Adam saw Eve, what did he say?
我们看创世纪第二章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 2.
第二章二十二节。
Genesis chapter 2, verse 22.
创世纪第二章二十二节。
Genesis chapter 2, verse 22.
主神就用那个人身上所取的肋骨造成一个女人，领她到那个人跟前。
Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman, and he brought her to the man.
23. 那人说，这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉，可以称她为女人，因为她是从男人身上取出来的。
And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man.
我们说这个时候就是一见钟情。
So therefore, this is the classic love at first sight.
一见到他就爱上他。
The moment you cast your eyes, you fall instantly into love.
我觉得英文讲这个 fall in love 这个 fall 用得非常好的动词。
Because when you look at the English expression, the word fall into love, that verb fall is a very good expression.
我就 fall 就是掉下来了，因为他从二楼掉到一楼。
And in fact, it really is a fall. You're falling from the second to the first floor.
哦, 这叫做重心引力, 大, and that, 大地心引力, 让它必须掉下来。
And it is because due to the force of gravity, you have fallen down to the ground.
所以没有人可以抗拒这种地心引力。
Which is to say, no one can go against the force of gravity.
因为这不是在外太空啊。
Because you're not floating in space.
啊, 所以今天我们看到男人看到女人, 女人看到男人, 都有一见钟情。
So therefore, you, when you look around, you hear many stories of falling in love in the first sight.
我觉得当时亚当已经很浪漫。
So I believe that at that time, Adam, he was in a very romantic love.
他看到夏娃就说, 啊, 这是我骨中的骨, 肉中的肉。
Because the moment he cast his eyes upon Eve, he said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh.
可以称她为女人。
And she shall be called woman.
哦, 当然这个, 呃, 女人哦, 也是从男人哦, man 啊变 woman 哦, 前面加一个 W-O 哦。
And of course, when you look at the English word woman, there's a W-O letters in front of the word man.
好, 但是用希伯来话, 哦, 更有意思。
But if you look into the Hebrew word, it is even more interesting.
希伯来话的人啊, 叫ish。
In the English, the Hebrew word of man is ish.
然后女人叫isha。
And then for women, it's called isha.
所以ish加上isha。
So therefore, you add the two words together, ish plus isha.
好，这就是夫妻两个人的关系。
That means it's a couple relationship.
我们相信亚当夏娃两个人第一次见面之后就彼此相爱。
So we believe that the very first moment when Adam and Eve saw each other, they fell into love.
甚至到了二十五节说的一句话。
And it comes to the point in verse 25.
两个人夫妻二人赤身肉体，并不觉得羞耻。
And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed.
夫妻都赤身肉体，不觉得羞耻，就是代表他们没有任何的罪恶。
And so at this moment, they are both naked. It shows that they have no sin.
那没有罪恶就没有羞耻感。
If there's no sin, there is no shame.
因为他们是非常的坦然来面对彼此真实的一面。
Because they are very open to face one another.
这就是起初的爱。
That was the very first love.
但是后来亚当夏娃犯罪以后。
But however, after they have fallen into sin,
然后两个人就彼此就产生了很多隔阂。
Then we see that a barrier is set up between them.
当时神就咒诅夏娃，也咒诅亚当。
And then we see how God cursed Eve, and he also cursed Adam.
所以那时候亚当夏娃犯罪之后，他们的关系已经破坏了。
And so after they have fallen into sin, we see their relationship is totally broken.
那么从此人类婚姻生活就一直在征战当中过来了。
And then we see from that time on, in fact, the marital relationship between husband and wife is always a battlefield.
所以我们今天说要回复那起初的爱。
That is why today we talk about this topic to rekindle the first love.
要回到那个亚当夏娃犯罪以前的伊甸园的生活。
That is to return back again to the life in the Garden of Eden before they sinned.
所以伊甸园的爱才是我们起初的爱。
That is the love in the Garden of Eden is the first love.
今天我们要努力回到伊甸园的爱。
So today we must strive to enter back to that first love found in the Garden of Eden.
所以我们有三个主题。
So today we have three main topics.
做丈夫的应该怎么做，对妻子才会得回到起初的爱。
So what should the husband do in order to bring the wife back to the first love?
那第二个主题是妻子要做什么事对丈夫才能够回到起初的爱。
And then the second main topic is how should the wife do in order to bring the husband back to the first love?
那第三个主题，两个人要如何吵架。
And then the third topic is how can the both of them get into an argument?
我觉得如何吵架，这个很重要。
And I believe that, in fact, there is an art behind arguing.
Art 很好, art 这是一个艺术,
it is, in fact, an art because you must know how to argue.
什么叫艺术?
What is an art?
艺术就是你不能够用理论的解释出来的东西。
Meaning that really there is no logic behind it.
它只能用感受,体会去表达出来。
But rather it is totally based on human emotions and also interaction.
所以等一下我们讲如何吵架。
So later on, we will delve into this topic, how to argue.
学会以后，你就如何跟你的丈夫、妻子如何吵架。
Because once you master the art of arguing, you will know how to face your husband or wife.
吵完以后很快乐.
Because after you finish arguing, you become very happy together.
这就是健康的吵架.
Because that itself is a healthy way to argue.
所以等一下我们来教如何吵架.
So later on, we will teach you how to argue.
好了，先第一个主题， 丈夫如何对待妻子。
So now first, we'll talk about the first topic. What should the husband do in order to treat the wife?
我们刚好用一个 couple 这个字来描述。
So this is the word couple to express.
C-O-U-P-L-E, couple 就是 一对夫妻, 叫 a couple.
So we're going to use this word couple, C-O-U-P-L-E, for husband
然后,
and wife.
C 代表 closeness, 就是很亲密的关系。
And so the letter C stands for closeness.
丈夫对妻子要表达对她的亲密。
And the husband must show a sense of closeness, intimacy to the wife.
通常都是 丈夫在追, 男生追女生。
Very often we see in a romantic relationship is the man pursuing after the lady.
通常都是男生追女生, 很少是女生追男生。
Very rarely we find it the other way around for a lady to chase after a man.
如果是女生追男生的话, 很容易就得到。
And if it is much easier for a lady to chase after a man,
但是如果得到以后, 男人就不会珍惜。
But after getting this man, the man would not cherish.
因为男生说是你倒追我的, 所以, 没有什么了不起。
And so, because the man can claim that, well, you are the one who chased after me, so what's the big deal?
那这样的亲密关系不是正常的。
And so that kind of intimacy is not normal.
所以我们说正常的关系应该是男生追女生。
So in fact, a normal relationship is where the man is in pursuit of the woman.
而且让他不容易追到。
And is someone that is hard to get.
这样他才会珍惜。
Then he will cherish.
所以我们说姐妹要有点矜持, 就是不要太容易让他得到。
So therefore, as ladies, sisters, you got to be more reserved, play hard to get.
那男人就觉得, 哦, 好不容易追到了, 我要好好的珍惜, 不要再乱来。
Then the man or the brother in this case will be like, Wow, I've spent so much effort getting this lady. I must cherish her.
所以男人要亲密地对待他的妻子。
So the man must be intimate in treating his wife.
这是男人应该表达的那种, 那种追求亲密的关系。
And so this is what the husband should express, this kind of intimacy in pursuing after your wife.
因为有这么亲密, 才会把她捧在手心上啊, 来疼爱她。
And because of this intimacy, you will cherish her. You will actually put her as the apple of your eye in the palm of your hand.
这是第一个西.
That is the first love.
第一个西.
Oh, that's the first C.
Closeness.
That's the first C for closeness.
第二个O, the openness.
So the second letter O means openness.
就是要坦白.
That means you must be open and honest.
男人要在女人面前要坦白一切。
For a man treating his wife, you need to be honest with whatever you do.
我很喜欢大陆的一句顺口溜。
And I like this expression from China.
他们说, 坦白从宽, 抗拒从严。
So they say that
大陆都知道吧, 我们大陆的弟兄姐妹是不是这句话很熟悉? 大陆的弟兄姐妹是不是很熟悉这句话?
So, meaning that you must be open and honest in whatever you say or do.
坦白从宽, 抗拒从严, 那你要不要坦白?
So, this expression, to be open and honest, so do you want to be honest?
如果你很坦白, 我好好的宽待你。
Because if you're very open and honest, then I will treat you well.
但是你抗拒, 啊, 从严, 严格对待。
But however, if you resist, then I will be very strict in treating you.
所以男人啊, 这个时候在女人面前要坦白。
So at this point in time, a man treating his wife, you must be honest.
犯错也要坦白承认。
Even if you make a mistake, you must be honest about it.
不要再掩盖它。
Don't try to hide your mistakes.
我觉得这是神创造男人的特别的一个很好的特质。
And I find that this is the way how God created man, a very natural characteristic.
该道歉就道歉。
If you need to apologize, just say sorry.
这是男人拿得起放得下。
Because as a man, you need to be man about it.
A man, 就是a man, 大丈夫就是a man.
You got to be a man.
所以男人就是应该拿得起放得下，道歉就道歉，对不起就说对不起。
Meaning that you must be a man in whatever you do. You can take it up and you can live it down, just say sorry is no big deal.
这就是一个坦白的态度。
That itself is a very open and honest attitude.
坦白会被宽容啊。
Because once you are honest about it, you will be forgiven.
你一直在掩盖它, 其实真的行不通的。
Because it's not going to work if you keep trying to hide your mistakes.
我说一个, 畏畏缩缩的男人不是男人。
Because when you look at a man who is so timid, he is not a man.
这是第二个特质, 叫 O, openness.
So that is the next second characteristic for O, standing for openness.
第三个 U, U, understanding. 要能够了解的。
And the third letter U stands for understanding. You must understand.
男人要试着更多的了解女人。
That is to say, as a man, you must try your very best to understand the woman.
所谓的了解呢, 就是所有的 元素所有的环境都要去尝试了解
That is to say, no matter what factors are out there, whatever external reasons, you must try to understand your wife.
因为了解才能够带来体贴,
because if you can understand your wife, then you're able to know, you are able to show empathy and know what she's going through.
所以呢, 这就是男人应该有更多的耐心去了解他的妻子。
That is to say, as men, you must exercise more patience in understanding your wife.
因为人的了解哈, 常常会, 不了解会造成误解。
Because very often, if you don't understand, then it will be mistaken.
Mistaken就是误解了，我以为是这样，其实不是这样。
So you'll be mistaken in your understanding. I thought it should be this way, but then it is not so.
所以人不要被以为这个东西所害了。
So don't be misled. Due to your assumptions.
Assumption 这个字很奇怪的字。
And so assumption, this word is a very interesting word.
我以为你很高兴。
I assume that you are very happy.
其实他不高兴。
But actually you are not.
我以为, 你不喜欢我讲话。
I assume that you don't like me to talk.
其实他等待你的拥抱。
But yet she's waiting for your embrace.
所以你到底有没有了解你的老婆啊?
So then, but at the root of it all, do you really understand your wife?
所以不要被你的以为所害了。So
don't be misled by your assumptions.
要破除那个assumption,好好地了解它。That
is, you must break through all the assumptions and really try to deeply understand your wife.
那这样子才能够了解它,才能够去关心它。Because
when you can show understanding to your wife, then you are able to care for her.
所以这个了解是一个男人很重要必须做的功课。
And so therefore, this is a very important lesson for the man to learn, that is to understand your wife.
这是一个U。
That's the word U.
那再来一个P。
Next is the letter P.
Peacemaking, 就是要和解了。
And it stands for peacemaking. That means you must make peace with one another.
因为呢，丈夫跟妻子之间啊，可能也会有冲突啦、矛盾的时候。
And of course, inevitably, there will always be conflicts between the couple.
但是男人要有能够和解的这种态度。
But as a man, you must have the attitude to make peace with your wife.
这是不要有冷战啊。
That is, do not extend a cold war against her.
因为冷战就是不接触啊，不谈话。
Because a cold war means that you don't talk to one another.
这样的话就没有办法和解。
Then you're not able to make peace.
所以我们还是说男人啊，心胸要宽大。
So that is why as a man, you must have a big heart.
我们有时候想神的创造很奇妙。
Sometimes when you think about the creation of God, it is very miraculous.
神是用尘土造了男人。
Because God made man out of dust of the earth.
但是神用骨头造了女人。
But yet woman is created out of the rib of the man.
所以为什么男人是用尘土造的，女人是用骨头造的？
Therefore the question is, why is it that man is made from dust and the woman is made from the rib?
犹太人在思考这个问题的时候有很多的答案。
And for the Jewish people, when they were pondering upon this question, they came up with many answers.
他们说男人用尘土造的，所以是海上的，加上陆地上的尘沙那么的多。
And because for man, you're created out of the dust. Now the dust is abound over the face of the earth.
所以男人的心是很宽大的。
So therefore, the heart of the man is vast and it spreads out.
哇，尘土飞扬的时候，很大的尘扬，飞尘。
And because when the dust is flying over in the air, there's this huge dust storm.
所以有人说男人的心要很大，像这个大地的一样。
So that represents the vastness and the expansiveness of the heart of a man.
反过来，女人是用骨头造的。
On the other hand, a lady, a woman, is made out of the rib of man.
而个骨头呢，是非常精致的一个组织系统，组织细胞。
And when you look at the rib itself, it is a very, intricate creation of God.
啊，因为它是骨头啊。
Because it is a bone.
那骨头里面呢，啊，可以造血。
And within this bone, there is bone marrow that can create red blood cells.
啊，而且骨头里面呢，很多细胞很精致。
And then within the bone, there are many intricate cells that is the component.
有很多神经系统啊，在互相啊连接。
And there's also the nervous system that is running through this bone.
所以有说呢，啊，男人很宽大，女人是很精致的。
So that's why there is this saying that man is very open-hearted, whereas woman is very intricate.
所以越宽大的心，越能够带来和解。
So a big and vast open heart, it is easier to make peace.
啊，没关系，啊，让它啊过去吧。
It is okay, let it go.
啊，不用太精致，啊，不用太执着在这个点上。
And do not be so stubborn over that one little point.
所以男人呢，啊，应该来寻求和解。
So as a man, you must seek out for peace.
啊，这样子夫妻之间就可以重新和好。
Then husband and wife, you can once again come back together in harmony.
啊，有一个65岁的老爷爷。
There is this 65-year-old elderly man.
啊，他已经结婚60年了。
He has been married for 60 years.
从他结婚那天，他跟妻子有一个约定。
And from the point where he got married, he had this covenant with his wife.
他说，我们夫妻如果吵架，如果有一方是错的，就要去花园走路。
And so if we get into an argument, then if the person who is at wrong should go and take a stroll out in the garden.
大家就问他说，那老爷爷，你这60年去花园走过几次路？
So then someone asked this elderly man, now how many times have you taken a stroll in the garden?
他说60年每次都是我去走路。
And then he says that for the 60 years, every time I'm the one who went for a walk in the garden.
大家为什么？可是60年来，难道每次吵架你都是输了吗？你都是？ 就是啊，有理亏的那一边吗？
So therefore, again, the question was directed to him. Now, over this 60 years and over this 40 years, are you the one who's always at fault?
他说，我都先认错。
But he says that, well, I'm always the first one to apologize.
因为我认错，事情就好解决了。
Because if I initiate to apologize, everything will fall into place.
那等到我太太心情好了以后，我再来跟她慢慢说。
Then when my wife is in a good mood, then I will slowly reason with her.
啊，所以这就是做丈夫的心胸宽大。So
that shows how a husband you should be open-hearted.
所以他才能够带来和解。Then
you can create peace in your family.
啊，这是P.
And that's the letter P.
在L.
And next the letter L.
就是 loyalty， 就是要忠心的啊来对待。
And L stands for the word loyalty. That means you must be loyal.
对一个男人来讲啊，他一定要忠心在一个女人身上。
And as a man, you must be loyal to just one woman.
神创造的时候就是一男一女。
Because remember, when God first created a couple, it's one man, one woman.
神没有取两根骨头，造了两个女人呐。
Because remember, God did not take two bones to create two women for you.
啊，所以呢，神只取一根的骨头造一个女人。
Because God only took one bone and to create one woman.
所以神的创造原来是一男一女。
That is why the creation of God is such that it's one man, one woman.
可是后来人类犯罪以后,
But later on, because mankind has fallen to sin,
变成一夫多妻的制度出现了。
And then we see this system of polygamy that shows up.
啊, 这个时候家庭婚姻就破坏了。
And it totally break up the whole family system.
很多罪恶都从一夫多妻产生出来。
And many sins abound because of one husband with many wives.
从挪亚时代就有这种现象。
And it shows up already in the time of Noah.
更往下，列王啊，大卫王啊，所罗门都是多妻。
Then later on, we see how in the times of the kings, King David, King Solomon, they all have many wives.
其实都不是神原来的本意。
But it wasn't the original intention of God at all.
所以我们要回到神的创造本意。
That's why we must go back to the original intention of God.
就是男人只能跟一个妻子。
In the first place, men should only have one wife.
通常啊，女人呢，只跟一个丈夫，很容易做到。
And typically, it's easier for a woman to follow after one husband.
因为女人通常是嫁鸡随鸡，嫁狗随狗。
Because very often, a woman will just follow her husband wherever he goes.
狗啊，猪啊，都可以，就我跟你一个人就是了。
Doesn't matter whether there's this Chinese expression, whether this man is a dog or a chicken, I'll just follow you wherever.
女人的心很专注啊。
Because the woman's heart is very focused.
我常常耳朵麦的时候，女人的心这么专注，令人感动。
And very often we see how focused a woman's love is. It is very touching.
可是男人却说，哦，这个是多情男子。
But yet for a man, they are very very emotional.
多情，多情，多情是多情，到处处处留情。
And meaning to say, they are very romantic. They will have many women.
Many lovers.
Many lovers.
男人都是我有很多女人，哎，表示我很厉害。
Because when men show off saying that they have so many lovers, it shows that they are so man.
可是这种故事啊，这是小说里面的。
But in fact, that only exists in storytelling.
为什么武侠小说总是一个男人好多女人都围绕他？
But very often, sometimes you see in the story of the martial arts, that's one man surrounded by many ladies.
我真的看了金庸小说，看了很觉得为什么金庸小说说的男人都是一群女人呢？
And when I see the novel written by Jin Yong, it is a martial arts novels, there's always this hero surrounded by many women.
Oh,
and why is it that so many women, they are all surrounding over this one hero?
可能这个大侠武功高强，所以女人都爱他。
And perhaps because this man, he's a hero, that is why he's attracting all these ladies to him.
这是满足男人的欲望。
That itself will puff up the desire of the man.
可是这个不是神的创造。
But that is not the creation of God.
所以男人一定要节制他的欲望。
So that is why for a man, you must exercise self-control in terms of your desire.
只能对一个妻子产生感情。
You can only have emotions towards one,
towards your wife, one woman.
You cannot have extramarital affairs.
我们来看箴言。
Let's turn to the book of Proverbs.
箴言啊, 第五章。
Chapter 5.
这句话真的对男人来讲，一定要把它背起来。
So Proverbs chapter 5, this is a word that you must memorize for the men out there.
第五章十五节。
Proverbs chapter 5, verse 15.
箴言第五章十五节。
Chapter 5, verse 15.
你要喝自己池中的水，喝自己井里的活水。
15. Drink water from your own cistern and running water from your own well.
16. 你的泉源岂可仗义在外？你的河水岂可流在街上？
16. Should your fountains be dispersed abroad, streams of water in the streets?
17. 唯独归你一人，不可与外人同用。
Let them be only your own and not for strangers with you.
18. 要使你的泉源蒙福，要喜悦你幼年所娶的妻。
Let your fountain be blessed and rejoice with the wife of your youth.
19. 她如可爱的麋鹿，可喜的母鹿，愿她的胸怀使你时时知足，她的爱情使你常常恋慕。
19. And as a loving deer and a graceful doe, let her breast satisfy you at all times and always be enraptured with her love.
20. 我儿啊，你为何恋慕淫妇？为何抱外女的胸怀？
20. For why should you, my son, be enraptured by an immoral woman and be embraced in the arms of a seductress?
这整段经文那么长，具有一个重点，就是男人要节制你的欲望。
So over here, this long passage basically arrives at one point. For men, you must control your sexual desires.
你的爱情只能给一个女人。
And your love, that is your romantic love, can only be showered upon one woman.
你只有一个池子的水。
You only have one cistern, one well of water.
你只有一个井里的水。
You only have one well of water.
你的泉源怎么流到外面呢？
How can you let your running water be dispersed upon the streets?
你的河水怎么可以流到街上？
And how can your streams of water be flowing down the streets?
因为这样的话，婚姻就破坏了。
Because if you do so, your marriage is over.
所以 loyalty 很重要。
That is why loyalty is a very, very important factor.
男人一定要对一个女人。 一辈子的 loyalty，
and for the man you must be loyal to one woman for the rest of the life。
这才是对女人最好的回报。
That itself is the best reward that you can give to your wife。
那这样的夫妻就有美好的关系。
then your husband and wife relationship will be wonderful.
最后一个词叫 E， 就是 esteem， 要尊重对方。
And next, the last letter E means esteem. You must esteem and respect one another.
我们看彼得前书第三章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 3.
这里讲到一个男人要怎么对待他的妻子。
So over here, it talks about how a man should treat his wife.
我们看第三章第七节。
Let's look at chapter 3, verse 7.
彼得前书第三章第七节。
First Peter chapter 3, verse 7.
你们做丈夫的也要按情理和妻子同住，因为他比你软弱，与你一同承受生命之恩的，所以要敬重他，这样便叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。
Verse 7, likewise you, husbands, dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered.
所以这里男人，丈夫要敬重他的妻子。
So over here it says that you, husband, you must give honor to the wife.
这样子才能够让你们祷告没有阻碍。
So that your prayers may not be hindered.
因为女人也是按照神的形象受创造。
Because woman is also created in the image of God.
所以呢，如果讲到这个话题啊，人类的历史里面真的很多对女人是很鄙视的，很低落的。
And of course, when we talk about this topic, when you look at history, social history in particular, woman is held at a very low social status.
他们到20世纪才有投票权。
Only up to the 20th century is where women are able to vote.
所以多少久的历史都是男人的历史，而没有女人呢？
So for the longest time in the patriarchal history, man is always esteemed as a higher place than women.
但是神的创造原来都是神的形象，造男造女。
But the intention of God, man and woman are both created in the image of God.
所以要彼此尊重。
So you must honor one another.
这样的丈夫对妻子就会回到原来的岸。
So that husband and wife, you can return back to the first love.
接着下来我们说，那妻子如何对待丈夫？
Then next, we'll talk about how the wife should treat the husband.
我们刚好有也是一个词叫做 chairs.
And then so we have this expression chairs.
Chairs 是椅子啊，很多张椅子，可是刚好 C H A I R S 每个字都代表一个单字。
And we know that the word plural chairs means that there are many chairs, but every single letter also have an extension of meaning.
所以我觉得这个很让我们容易背起来啊，记起来。
Because then this acronym is easier for us to memorize.
所以对姐妹说，记得 couple.
So for the sister, remember the word couple.
然后对男人说，记得要 chairs.
For the man, remember the word chairs.
好，那C代表一个性别差异的特征。
So C stands for the characteristics of the difference in the gender.
因为男人女人真的是不一样。
Because really, men and women, we are so totally different.
所以有一本书说男女大不同。
So there is this book that says that there is this huge difference between men and women.
男人是从火星来的。
Men are from Mars.
然后女人是从金星。
Women are from Venus.
所以一个是从火星，一从金星，两个星是不同的语言。
So Mars and Venus are two different planets speaking two different languages.
所以男人呢，他需要的是被肯定，能够得到赞美。
So for men, they need affirmation. They need your praise.
男人比较多理性的思考。
Very often, men they are very rational in their thoughts.
他需要得到信任。
They need your trust.
而且他们的聊天话题都是政治性的话题、运动的话题。
Very often, their topic of conversation surrounds politics or sports.
很少说你中午有没有吃饭。
They would ask you, "Have you taken your lunch yet?"
很少说你今天穿的衣服好好看。
And they won't say that, "Wow, you are very beautiful in your dress today."
如果男人跟男人说你的衣服很好看，好怪哦，问男人问这种问题，好奇怪啊。
So sometimes you find that it's very weird if a man say that your dress is very beautiful.
男人总会问说你衣服好看，哦，你的衣服烫，你的衣服很好看，或者你烫头发，没有男人会烫头发吗？怎么会说你的头发很好看？
Because men typically don't pay attention to details like dressing or whether you permed your hair.
而且男人跟男人哈。 不会坐在一起，他们一定坐在面对面。
Also notice that men, they don't sit together side by side. They will definitely face each other when they sit with one another.
可是女人刚好相反。
But for women, we are very different.
我们看到女人跟女人很少是面对面的，好像要谈判啊。
Very often we don't see women sitting next face to face with each other. It sounds like you're going to judge one another.
不是，女人通女人的讲话一定是坐在旁边。
Very often you look at a woman, they will sit side by side with each other when they talk.
两个人去走路, 还手牵手一起去走路。
And then when they go for a walk, they will also hold hands and walk.
可是我在地上如果看到一个男人牵着一个男人手, 怪怪的, 好像是homo了。
In the same way, if you see a man holding the hands of another man walking down the street, of course you will assume that they are gay.
所以呢，我们女人跟女人可以手牵手，男人很少手牵手啊。
So that is why, ladies, we can hold hands down for a stroll, but for men, very rarely you'll find them holding hands walking in the garden.
纵使女人跟女人牵手，也不会觉得是lesbian哦，不会有这种猜想。
It's very interesting when women hold hands with each other, you wouldn't think that they are lesbian.
不会的，因为他们女人跟女人就是这么亲密的关系。
Because women and women, they are just very close with one another.
而且他们会谈很多情感的话题。
And they will also talk about many topics that surround emotional topics.
也会说, 你的衣服这件好好看哦。
They will praise one another in terms of their dressing.
在哪里买的?
Where did you buy it?
你的头发今天烫得这么好看。
Wow, look at your hair today, so beautiful.
在哪里烫的?
Where did you get your hair done?
男人绝对不会问这种问题啊, 哪里剪头发,算了,我干嘛跟你讲我剪头发在哪里?
As men, you would ask this question, why do you even care about where I cut my hair?
但是女人会问说，哦，你在哪里烫头发的？
But women will ask you, where did you get your hair done?
你看哦，男人女人的话题完全不一样。
So look at the conversation topic is so totally different.
男人就讲话题，就是讲运动啊，政治啊，等等话题，经济、国家大事。
Men, they talk about men topics like the politics of the world. Look at the sports and all the different games out there.
但是女人都讲家庭的事情。
But for women, they always talk about family topics.
当然，你也可以说这是不一样，没有所谓的尊贵的差别。
Of course, they are just very different topics. There's no such a thing as a higher or a lower topic.
但是要彼此了解。
But you must understand one another.
所以妻子对丈夫要了解，丈夫是男人。
So as a woman, you must understand that your husband is a man.
一个男人会有什么特质跟女人是不一样的地方。
So you must understand the natural characteristics between the different genders.
其实这个话题对男人也是一样，要了解女人的特质是什么。
So in the same way, this topic also applies to the man. You must understand the difference in gender with your wife.
所以我们叫做男性人格特质，女性人格特质。
That's why we talk about the natural characteristics of a man and also a woman.
但是有时候也不一定，一定是用性别来做区别。
But of course, it is not just limited to the difference in gender.
可能啊，这个女人啊，她的性格是像男人一样啊，男人的性格。
Sometimes you find that some women, they are very tomboy. Their nature is like a man.
所以我们看到有些女人当了总理呀，当了总统了。
So you see some women how they become a prime minister or even a president.
所以我们台湾有蔡英文。
That is why in Taiwan we have President Tsai.
因为是一个女的总统。
Because she's a lady president.
你到德国也有个女的总理。
And then when you go to Germany, there's also a female prime minister.
你到韩国有一个女的总统。
Also same way in Korea, there's also a lady president.
所以呢, 这个性别不是绝对的人格特质。
So that is why the difference in the gender, it is not limited to the natural characteristics.
一定有男性特质，女性特质。
But then you will find that there's always a masculine or a feminine characteristic.
总是要互相了解它就好。
So as long as you can understand the difference between the two.
这是第一个C。
That's the first C.
要了解对方的人格特质。
To understand the characteristics of the difference in the gender.
第二个要H。
The next letter means H.
就是要头啊，身体的头。
H stands for the head, the head of the body.
所以妻子要对丈夫像对头一样。
That is to say, as a wife, you must look up to your husband as your head.
就像以弗所书说的那句话。
Just like the word in the book of Ephesians.
丈夫是妻子的头。
The husband is the head of the wife.
就像基督是教会的头。
Just like Christ is the head of the church.
所以妻子要顺服丈夫。
That is why wife should submit to the husband.
就像教会要顺服基督一样。
Just like how the church should submit to Christ.
这是把头的位置让给丈夫去做。
That is to say, you give the position of the head to your husband.
所以一个身体不会有两个头。
Because one body cannot have two heads.
只能有一个头啊。
You can only have one head.
所以一个家庭也只能有一个头。
That is to say, one family can only have one head.
所以把这个头留给丈夫去做。So
give this position of the head to your husband.
有人说，这样妻子不就是被矮化了吗？变成比较卑微了吗？
So some people will argue the fact that, well, then the wife will be lower status, not the head anymore.
其实不会的。
Actually, not so.
因为只有头是没有用的。
Because if you're just the head, it's of no use.
要有手, 要有脚, 要有身体。
You must also have the rest of the body, for example, the hand, the feet, and the rest of the limbs.
妻子就是身体。
So the wife is the body.
所以头要, 也要让身体来替他做事情。
Because the head must also direct the body to do whatever it wants.
所以呢, 头的位置好像很高。
So it seems like the head is in a very high position.
其实它不是高。
But in fact, it is not just high.
它是一个责任啊。
It is a responsibility.
好, 这个头我们往下讲, 第一就是A的关系。
Then we continue on. A stands for the next letter, A.
啊, A就是authority, 就是做决定的权利。
So A stands for the authority when you make decision.
所以头, 啊, 能够思考, 头能够做决定。
That is to say, as the head, you are the thinker. The thinking head needs to make the decision.
然后身体去执行。
Whereas the body will just do whatever the head directs.
所以把决定权让给头去做。
So give the decision of authority to the head.
我们的身体可以提供意见给他。
And then the body can give suggestion to the head.
然后让头最后做决定。
And then let the head make the final decision.
这就是一个头啊, 男人啊, 啊, 他需要的啊, 一种信任。
So that is the trust and the leadership that the head requires from the body.
其实女人并没有因为这样子而来矮化自己的地位。
So in fact, the woman is not lower in status because of the different responsibilities.
我们明天下午也会讲一个叫做 那个家中的角色问题。
And tomorrow afternoon, we'll also talk about the role that you play in your family.
明天早上,
tomorrow morning,
我们会谈到女人跟男人在家中的角色是什么。
So tomorrow morning, we'll talk about the different role that men and women play in your family.
但是一个家庭的头就是丈夫。
But the head of the family is the husband.
让他做决定。
Let him make the decision.
然后他要负责任。
Then he has to be responsible for the decision.
所以呢, 责任就不必由妻子来担任。
Then the wife is not the one to handle the responsibility.
其实做妻子不用负责任, 那不是很好过日子吗?
So really, as the wife, you're not the one shouldering the responsibility. Isn't life good for you?
所以男人要负责任啊。
Because men, they are the one who needs to bear up the responsibility.
他要承担, 啊, 照顾全家人的责任。
They need to be the one that handle the responsibility of taking care of the entire family.
再来是I。
The next letter is I.
I 是 inside of environment, 就是对环境有个洞察力。
And I stands for having insight into your environment.
这是女人很特殊的一个恩赐啊。
So this itself is a very interesting gift given to women.
因为女人的特质就是对观察环境呢非常的敏感。
Because women, they have a very direct instinct in terms of their observation of their environment.
所以有时候男人哦。 大而化之，还傻傻地站在那里。
So very often you see the men, they're just oblivious to whatever is happening around them.
可是女人已经感觉到，哦，这个环境不一样了，But
the woman,
气氛不一样了。But
the woman can already smell the atmosphere is different.
哎，那可能眼色不一样了，脸色不一样了。And
then they can detect that the other person's facial expression is different.
哎，口气也不一样了。And
then even the verbal expression is different.
可是男人还不知道哦，发生什么事。
But then the man is still oblivious what's going on.
所以这个是男人跟女人特质不一样啊。That
is why you see the great difference between man and woman.
所以呢，有一句话说，听老婆的话总是有大富贵啊。
That is why there's this saying that when you listen to the words of your wife, you will definitely prosper.
因为你会得到女人很好的建议,
because,
观察。
Because you will receive a very good suggestion and observation from your wife.
常常是男人没有感觉到的。
Very often these are oblivious to men.
但是女人感觉到了。
But the woman, they feel it.
她就告诉你说, 诶, 不一样咯。
They will warn you, it is different.
这就是一个 insight。
That itself is the word insight.
再来第四个就是R, 就是要给他reward。
And next, R stands for giving reward.
因为男人很需要奖励啊。
Because as men, you need reward.
他做了好多事情, 他需要, 能不能给他一些赞美?
And they have done so many things for you, can you please give them some praise?
所以呢,女人啊, 对丈夫要多一点赞美, 不会怎么样的。
So as women, praise your husband more and more. You're not going to lose.
多赞美只是多讲句话, 又不会少你一块肉。
Because when you give words of praise and compliment, you're just saying one extra sentence. You're not going to lose anything.
男人就是需要一点赞美就很爽, 很高兴了。
But as your man, when they hear your words of praise, they will feel so joyous.
所以很好搞定的，就是男人就是要赞美他啊，他就高兴为你做一切事情。
So really, it's very easy to handle your man. Just praise him; he will do everything for you.
这是给他一个 reward.
That's the reward that he needs.
当然，除了言语的赞美，还可以做其他的事情啊。
Of course, other than words of affirmation, you can also accompany with your actions.
真的做妻子的这方面可以做好多很多小事情，也会让丈夫有很多的奖励。
In fact, if you pay close attention to all the little details in life, you praise your husband, you'll get many rewards.
那最后一个S啊，是性的吸引力。And
the next letter S stands for the attraction in sexuality.
因为女人真的是神所创造的，是非常美丽的。And
because really women are created by God, she is a beautiful creature.
我们有一句话成语叫男才女貌。
And there's this saying. There's this saying in Chinese that men they are capable, but women they are lovely.
啊，所以女人通常是以美貌为主要的特征。
So a natural characteristic of a woman is her beauty.
所以我们从亚当，从那个亚伯拉罕开始好了，从撒拉，然后利百加，拉结，都是漂亮的。
And then later on, as you read through the book in the Bible, you see all these lady in the Bible, they are all very beautiful, starting from Sarah, from Rebecca, and to Rachel. They are all lovely ladies.
所以这就是神创造女人特殊的地方。
And that is the wonderful creation of God.
所以女人可以用她的美貌让丈夫愿意来为她服务。
And the woman can use her beauty to attract her husband for her husband to serve her.
但是有一个很重要，不要把它当做一个武器，当做一个筹码来做谈判的筹码。
But however, you must beware, don't use your sexual power over your husband as a weapon.
这样有一天，丈夫也会很厌烦。
Because when your husband realizes this, your husband will also be annoyed.
好，最后一个主题就是如何吵架。And
the last topic is how should you argue?
我觉得吵架真的是很重要的一个艺术。And
I believe that argument itself is an art.
这里第一个就是说不要有咒诅的那个气话。And
the first is that there shouldn't be any cursing.
因为咒诅的话以后会后悔的。
Because when you speak words of curse, you will definitely regret.
尤其人在生气讲的话都不是话。
Because really, words of anger, really, they are not normal words.
哇，我希望你赶快出去被车子撞死。
Sometimes when you hear expression like, I just wish that you would go out and get into a car accident.
我希望你出去被雷打死。
And I wish that you go out and you get struck by lightning.
哇，这种死来死去的话，真的很可怕。
And then when you die over here, you die over there, these are not words. These are words of curse.
这是一个吵架绝对不可以讲的气话。
And these are words of curse you should never ever use in your argument.
一定要控制舌头啊。
You must control your tongue.
第二个,
The second,
我们之间只是观点不一样而没有对错的问题。
There's only a difference point of view. There is no such thing as a right or wrong.
这个时候要懂得学习接纳不同的意见。
So you must learn to accept difference in opinion.
因为这是不同的观点啊。
Because they're just different opinion, different point of view.
我常常很喜欢讲说，这个跟真理无关。
Very often I would say this. This has nothing to do with the truth.
这跟得救无关。
And this has nothing to do with salvation.
所以保持你的我的差别。
So that is why we can be different.
因为这跟得救无关，所以你要怎么想可以，我要这样想也可以。
Since this has nothing to do with our salvation, you can have your point of view and I can have my opinion as well.
这是不同的意见而已。
It's just different perspectives.
真的吵架就不会吵翻了，吵到闹翻了，不会了。
And then when you're really arguing with each other, you won't get over the quarrel.
最后怎么说，我更了解你了，很好。
Your quarrel won't extend. Next is that you can understand one another.
因为如果不吵架，就没有讲出你真实的意见，那对方不了解了。
Because if you don't argue with one another, you really don't know what each other is thinking.
反正这个吵架很好。
But in fact, it is good to have arguments.
因为才能够把你心里的想法讲出来。
Then you can express your inner thoughts.
能够彼此更多的了解。
And then you can further understand one another.
第三个方法就是更多的爱而比较少讲理呀。
And then the next is to have more love and to have less reason.
因为你一直讲理，讲到后来就没有办法再讲下去。
Because if you keep trying to focus on reasoning with one another, at the end of the day, it won't go anywhere.
我们应该有更多的爱。
We need to extend more love.
那爱是代表包容。
Because love is to forbear.
爱代表时间。
Love means patience.
我可以有时间等待你啊。
I can have patience to wait for you.
如果以理来讲，哇，迟理啊，什么理不饶人啊，什么得理不饶人。
得理不饶人。 Yeah, if you keep talking, focusing on reason and that you're so stubborn at this point,
那这个吵架就吵不完了。
Then there will be no end to your
argument. 所以我们不要得理不饶人啊，这个真的很可怕的吵架。
So you must try to forgive one another. Don't just focus on the reason.
我们可以得理且饶人。
Meaning that you can reason with one another, you can also forgive one another.
所以得理呢，还是说啊，但是我包容你，以后再说。
Meaning that yes, we can reason, but yes, I can also forbear you. We can talk about this later.
以后时间会改变呐。
Because later on, things change as time changes.
不要急于一时, 现在必须怎么样做?
So don't just focus at this moment that you must make this decision.
这就是更多的爱, 比较少的那种情,那个理啊,那跟逻辑问题。
That is to focus to share more love and less on reasoning.
第四点就是不要在孩子面前吵架。
Next, remember, be careful not to quarrel, argue in front of your children.
因为孩子会学习。
Because your children, they will learn.
孩子看到父母亲在吵架以后，他也不敢结婚了。
Because the children, when they see you both fighting, quarreling with each other, they won't want to marry themselves.
哦，我希望我结婚以后，如果跟我爸妈一样，那根本不要结。
Because when I get married, I end up like my parents, my father and my mother. What's the point?
所以吵架不要在孩子面前。
So therefore, when you argue, never do it in front of your children.
第五点呢，吵架是没有赢家，都是输了。
And the fifth point is that there is no winner when you get into an argument.
因为呢，吵架的时候，两个人言语上吵赢了，心里是不服气的。
Because really, maybe you win over your verbal argument, but in your heart, you are still in a bad mood.
那第六个是就事论事，只要 focus 在事情上面就好。
And the sixth point is to just focus on this point, this matter of argument.
啊，不要翻旧账。
Don't bring out all the things in the past.
啊，不要炒冷饭。
And then don't talk about all the old past mistakes.
因为翻旧账炒冷饭永远翻不完。
Because if you keep bringing up all the past mistakes, you will never end.
就事论事，今天的事只说今天的事，不要讲以前。
And you're just arguing over this point, this matter. Don't talk about the rest.
而且不要用永远，你总是这种话语，真的不要讲。
And so don't always say that you're always like that.
啊，你总是这样的话，那就完蛋了。
And then that will be no end.
他偶还会这样而已呢。
Because they're occasionally like that.
它是不是 always, 它是 occasionally, 就是有时候会这样。
They're not always like that, they're occasionally like that.
所以要改变, 不要用 always 这种话来审判别人。
So you must change, don't use the word always to judge the other person.
最后一个就是要首先认错的人是属灵的勇者。
So the first one to apologize first is the spiritual winner.
我们刚说那个85岁的老人家是这么做的。
So we talk about the elderly man, 85 years old, that's what he did.
因为其实在吵架的时候,每个人都有自己的观点。
Because very often when you're arguing, you have your own perspective.
每个人一定会有自己犯错的地方。
You will definitely be at fault in some way or another.
不可能说一个是100%正确,一个是100%的错误。 不可能是这样子。
There's no such thing as an absolute right or absolute wrong.
一定是一部分80%,20%。
So perhaps it's 80%, 20%.
但是无论如何，你总是有一个部分是你的犯错。
But it doesn't matter. There will be definitely one point that you are at wrong.
总是先认错，那是一个很好的修养，也是很好的属灵特质。
So if you are always the first one to initiate your apology, that itself shows that you have a big heart.
所以我记得有一句话讲得很好。
And I remember that this saying that is very wonderful.
当夫妻吵架的时候,
when husband and wife get into a quarrel,
丈夫总是说, 我的太太不会犯错。
And the husband always says that my wife is never wrong.
因为她犯错是我让她犯错。
And because when she's at wrong, it's because I allow her to do so.
我太太绝对不会犯错。
My wife will never make any mistakes.
因为是我看错。
Because I'm the one who
我看错了, mistake.
我看错那个女人,我认为她犯错,其实她没有犯错,是我看错了,我以为她犯错,其实她没有犯错,是我看错。 So meaning to say that, in fact, it's not my wife who made the mistake, but I'm the one who made the mistake in looking at the mistake.
那我太太绝对没有错。
Because my wife can never be wrong.
一切都是我的错。
Every mistake is on me.
好,所以这就是夫妻相处之道。
So that itself is the relationship between
整是能够认错的人呢，啊，这也是一个婚姻幸福的一个秘诀。
If you're the first one to apologize, that itself is the secret to the happiness of your marriage.
我想今天我们就先讨论到这里。
So I will stop at this point in.
啊，因为早上啊，我有谈到在贝南的教会事工。
And because this morning I talk about the African ministry in Benin in the country.
所以我们希望啊，用一些照片哈，来稍微照一些介绍就好。
So I would like to share some photos with everyone.
所以我们看一下从第一个照片开始。
So let's look at the first photo on the screen.
因为呢，这个照片呢，它是从贝南这个地点开始。
So as we begin our ministry from Benin.
贝南呢是在它的西边，它的东边是奈及利亚，那西边是象牙海岸。
So Benin is in the middle between Nigeria and also the Ivory Coast.
所以这是贝南这个国家大概900多万人口而已。
And so this is the country of Benin.
好，我们再下一个画面。
And then next.
这个是他们的会堂。
And that is the chapel.
这个会堂目前就是没有窗户，没有这个围墙。
So when you look at a photo, this chapel, there is no fence, there's no windows.
所以这里是很简单的一个结构而已。
Very simple structure.
所以呢，他们真需要有更多的帮忙奉献，能够来盖一个好的会堂。
So that's why they really need to have more funding to have a better chapel.
这是他们的全部。来，我们下一个画面。
So that is the all the members that you see.
我坐在中间。
I'm sitting in the middle.
然后旁边是一个美国的弟兄做义工的。
And then on the side of me is a brother, a volunteer from the States.
所以这些弟兄姐妹都是在贝南这个国家。
So over here, you see all these brothers and sisters are from the country of Benin.
有大人小孩都有。
Adults and children.
那下一个画面。
Next.
就是一个小孩子，我跟他们一起照相。
And these are the photos that I took with the children.
下一个画面。
Next.
就是一部一个小巴士。
And it's a small bus.
这个小巴士，我们当时是准备去洗礼场。
At that time, we were going to the baptism site.
这个小巴士可以坐20个人。
It can take about 20 people.
他们的规定没有所谓的一个车子能够坐多少人的规定。
So they don't have a limit in terms of how many people can sit in the bus.
你能够塞多少就给你塞。
You can take however people that can squeeze into the bus.
你能够上下一直塞，继续塞，都可以塞。
And you can just keep piling up people.
这就是贝南这个国家没有什么交通法则。
Meaning that they don't have any strict traffic regulation.
来，下一个画面。
Next.
这是在会堂聚会的形态。
And this is the service in the church.
你看呢，左边那边完全只有几根柱子，没有任何窗户。
So you can notice that there's just a couple of pillars. There's no windows.
而且也没有灯。
There's also no lights.
没有电。
There's no electricity.
所以晚上聚会没有办法聚会。
So you cannot hold services at night.
我们晚上聚会怎么拿手机出来照相？照那个light，我们手机上的灯。
So at night we will use our cell phone, the flashlight.
所以他们这个是没有电，没有灯。
So they don't have any electrical lamp because they don't have any electricity.
我真的要求他们一定要赶快拉电，要装灯出来。
And so I'm requesting them to pull in some power lines in order to have some light.
下一个画面。
Next.
哇，这个椰子水很好喝。
This coconut is so juicy.
哇，这个椰子水一颗这么大颗就1块钱。
And it's only $1 for this one big coconut.
哦，所以在贝南喝椰子水真的好便宜哦，一天可以喝5-6颗。
And so you can have five to six coconut water in a day.
好像矿泉水一样很便宜。
And it's like mineral water. It's very very cheap.
你看我喝矿泉水，喝这椰子水喝的好高兴啊。
And so I'm so happy I'm drinking the coconut water.
来，下一个画面。这是要准备洗礼场。
So we're going to the baptism site.
OK， 下一个画面。 这是在洗礼场准备受洗的人。
So these are the baptismal candidates.
那个右边那个是准备受洗的青年。
And the one on the right is a youth getting ready to be baptized.
他在机场上班。
And so he's working at the airport.
所以呢，这个就是一个非常有程度的青年呢，将来教会应该好好的用他。
And so this youth, he has a good potential. So in future, he can become the pillar of the church.
再下一个画面，也是洗礼场准备要祷告，要洗礼。
And so they are in prayers. I'm getting ready for baptism.
那下一个画面
，next.
也是一样大家洗礼完准备要祷告。
And so after baptism, they are also praying.
好，在洗礼场开始。
And so we see how the baptism is going on.
就是走到海里面, 去受洗。
And so they walk into the ocean to get baptized.
因为我们刚说贝南是临近海边, 的一个国家嘛, 所以这是一个海。
So we know that Benin is a country next to the ocean, so this is by the ocean.
下一个画面, 再下一个画面。 好，已经回到教会要举办半圣餐礼了。
So now we've returned back to the church, and we're going to hold the Holy Communion sacrament.
感谢主，他们圣餐礼是用白布盖着那个圣餐的东西。
So thank God, they also use a piece of white cloth for the covering.
好，那大家站起来唱诗。
And everyone is standing singing hymns.
然后下一个画面。
Next.
这是也是洗礼场。
This is also the baptism site.
再下一个画面。 一样是洗礼。
And it's also a baptism.
再来，下一个画面。 这是洗礼完的团体照。
And so this is the group photo after the baptism.
这次受洗有48个人。
So that's 48 members who get baptized.
我从来没有一次为这么多人洗礼啊。
That's my first time baptizing so many people at one time.
洗了快要40分钟。
And took about 40 minutes or so.
当我洗完上来以后，我的脚被鱼咬到了。
And so when I got up, my legs were being bitten.
还好不是食人鱼啊。
So it was bitten by a fish, but thank God it's not by the
食人鱼。 没关系，那个吃人肉的鱼。
Piranha, yes, it's not by piranha, thank God.
好了，那下一个画面。 一样啊，准备要洗礼的人都排队。
So they're all lining up, getting ready to be baptized.
下一个画面。 洗礼压下去了，洗礼完成。
And so we can see how they are bowing their head before baptism.
旁边那是一个负责人。
And so the one standing is a council member.
来下一个。 这是洗脚礼。
And so this is a foot washing sacrament.
他们的脚真的很脏。
Their feet is pretty dirty.
我从来没有为人洗脚，那个水是脏到不行的。
And it's the first time me too, like washing the feet and then the water is just so dirty.
但是无论如何还是要为他洗脚。
But doesn't matter, we still have to wash their feet.
来下一个画面。 一样是洗脚。 小孩子的。
So also the little children.
下一个画面。 这叫祝谢。
And so we're giving thanks for the Holy Communion.
Okay, 下一个画面。 开始到圣餐的，到葡萄汁的时候。
And so this is the great pouring the grape juice.
他们真的是用葡萄原汁100%的。
And so they are using the pure grape juice.
当然，他们买不到葡萄。
Of course, they cannot buy grapes.
他们只能买葡萄汁的罐头。
And so they can only buy the cans of grape juice.
但是祝谢以后仍然是耶稣的血。
And so after giving thanks, it's spiritualized into the blood of Christ.
下一个画面。 开始到圣餐了。
And so these are the cups.
他们的杯子很大。
They have big cups.
到了都有的人都没有喝到。
And then at the end of the day, some people don't even get their share.
所以呢, 后来再买第二罐。
And then we had to buy a second can.
又再祝谢一次。
And they give thanks again.
所以这个是他们的杯子都很大。
So you see how they have big cups for their Holy Communion.
这个是他们很糟糕的那个社区环境。
And so you notice that this is their neighborhood, which is
到处都是积水啊。
And then there's lots of puddles of water everywhere.
连走路都很困难。
It's very hard to even walk around the area.
这是骑摩托车。
And then sitting on a motorbike.
这是我的 taxi.
This is my taxi.
而且只有他戴安全帽，我没有。
And so he's the one wearing a helmet, not me.
我问他说，为什么你有安全帽，我没有呢？
And I ask him, how can you have a helmet, not me?
他说，因为我每天要骑啊，我要保护我的头。
And then he said, well, because I need to ride my bike every day, I need to protect my head.
你是客人啊，你一下就没有了。
You're just a guest, you just take a short ride.
所以你不需要安全帽。
So you don't need a helmet.
所以我就一直祷告，一直祷告， so, 不要掉下来。So
I keep praying in my heart as I was sitting so that I won't fall over.
不过感谢主了，这个计程车生意很好。
But thank God, this taxi driver has a very good business.
好，我就先介绍这些，就是贝南教会的整个环境跟事工。
So that is my sharing for the African ministry in the country of Benin.
我们希望说大家如果能力可以的话，能够帮忙奉献。
So we hope that if it is within your means, you can offer the funding to this African ministry.
但是这个奉献我们没有办法开收据给你。
But of course, because of your offering, we are unable to give you.
因为这些是要奉献到非洲的国家。
We are unable to give you the receipt because these funding will go to the African countries.
我们奉献不能够拿到国家给我们的CIA的收据。
And so that is why we cannot get the tax receipt.
但是我们会把全款大家的奉献会带到非洲来帮助他们来盖会堂。
But however, we'll allocate all the funds towards the African ministry to help them build the chapel.
所以今天大家能力多少，能够奉献多少就可以了。
So as long as it's within your financial means, you can offer as much as you can.
你就交给负责人。
And then you can give it to the council members.
那我们负责人今天收集完以后，就会带去，就让我带去非洲。
And then so after the funds are collected, I will bring it to Africa.
我是今年7月12号到7月的28号。
So in July 12th to the 28th,
我要在非洲待3个星期。
I will be staying for 3 weeks in Africa.
求神能够带领我们的脚步。
And we pray for God to guide our steps.
因为时间关系，我就不唱诗了。
And because of our time, so we are not going to sing hymns.
我们一起来同心祷告。
Let's all kneel down and pray in one accord.